We are up to Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, and we'll be doing the first two Seifim. Yezar Ma'od L'Kayim Suda Shlishis. One should be very careful to be Makayim the third Suda, Suda Shlishis, what we call Shalashudis. Vavim Hu Saveya, even though the person is satisfied, he's full. Yachal L'Kayim also be Kabeitza. At least eat a Kabeitza of Pas. V'miyev Shalo Klal Lechol. What happens if you just can't eat? If you'd eat it, it would be Achila Gasa. Eino chayev letzaris atzmo. You do not have to force yourself. What is pshat in that? So first of all, to begin with, the reason why it says to be zoyer l'kayim suda shlishis is because of the importance of it. Chazal, first of all, darshan from the three times that it says hayom, ichlu hayom shabbos, yom hayom lo simtzu basode. Chazal say that anyone that is zoyer in shalashudis is nitzel michevlei mashiach, dina shagehenem, milchemes gogol magog. So what you're supposed to, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the same way you're supposed to borrow money for the other things for Shabbos, you're supposed to borrow money for Shalashudis, to be mekayim it. The Mishnah Berurah says you should eat a drop more than a kabeitza. Some are mekel and a kazayis, and if one can, he's supposed to be machmir. Why is it that if you really feel that you can't eat, that you're potter? Because the meals are a kiyum of onig Shabbos. If this is not an onig to you, if it's not a tainug, then you're potter. So on that it says, V'achocham eina barosho, a chocham will think ahead, shalo yimalei bitno besudas aboker, kreilitin mokam lesudas shlishis. He leaves some room inside him, already from morning sudas, that shalashudas will have an appetite. Hago, mishalo ochal b'leil shabbos, yochol shalashudas b'yom ha-shabbos. Tosfos and the Rosh say that you could be mashlim shalashudas, the Sholosh Sudas by day, even though you're supposed to have one Sud at night and two by day, if you miss the Sudas Alayla, you're better off having three Sudas by day. Sif Beis. Yeah, oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah mentions if the person left out Kiddush Friday night, so he's got to say the Friday night Kiddush Shabbos morning, just without Vaychulu, a separate halacha. Also, the same thing goes for Yontif. And by the way, the same thing goes for Yontif, that if a person didn't eat the one suda at night, and that he could be mashlimit by eating two sudas by day. And yantav, there is no shalashudas, there is a chiv of two sudas. Also shalashudas, because there are different days with regard to the chiyuvim, the halach is if someone leaves out ritzei, he does not have to repeat the benching. Sid beis, zmano mishyagia zman ha-mincha. The zman is from mincha gedola, dahainu, from a half hour after chatzos and on, a person can daven, can have shalashudas. Machaber paskins that if you eat it earlier than that, you're not makayim shalashudas. Says the Rama, volcano in lechol sudashlishes. There's
a shita, it's based on a medrash, that you're not allowed to drink water between mincha and mariv. But what? You're supposed to have shalashud. So why is that? Because the neshamas go back to Gehenim then, and it's kilu, you're drinking from the water that's being provided for Gehenim. So according to this sheet, you're better off having shalashudas before mincha. Others say that you should really have mincha first. The reason why you're supposed to have mincha first is because it's not right to eat a suda before mincha. The other daya holds that a suda ketana is not asur, and a suda shabbos is not considered a suda gdola. And others say that you are better off davening mincha first. So what do we do with this medrash about drinking water? What we hold is that water from the rivers you're not supposed to drink. But water at home you're allowed to drink. For koshkin, sharmashkin, the shari, it's only water, other beverages are fine. Some say that it's only an oval that can drink.
And
And some say that this halach of not drinking water is not on Matzoy Shabbos, but it's actually on Erev Shabbos. Now, as far as Lamaisa, a person is better off davening Mincha before Shalashudas. So this way, Zilsa, all the sheet is about the Isurim of a Suda before Mincha. But if for some reason he didn't daven Mincha yet and they're starting Shalashudas, he's a lot of wash then, and he can go daven. Furthermore, even this that we said that you're not Yotza before the Zman Mincha, you don't have to start the Suda then. You have to have eaten the Kabetza plus sometime after the Zman has come already. The Zman of Mincha has come, and this way you're Yotza.